Hi, I'm Elia.
And I'm Barika.
We're your tour guides for the upcoming Arts and Culture two-day tour in D.C. on February 25th and 26th for WBAI listeners and friends.
This overnight tour is packed with delicious dinners, a relaxing stay at the Embassy Row Hotel, plus special surprises along the way. And of course, we will visit two art museums and an entire day at the brand new National Museum of African American History and Culture.
Wait a second, but doesn't it take months on a wait list to get those tickets, Barika?
Well, Elia, we've got everybody covered with special entrance tickets. So mark your calendars for February 25th through the 26th and reserve your tickets today for this weekend tour.
So visit WBAI.org. Tickets are limited and going quickly.
Museums, transportation, lodging, and dinner. Plus, the entire trip is tax deductible.
Visit WBAI.org to RSVP your spot today. Enjoy your trip to D.C.
Dr. Majid Ali is always exhorting us to become our own scientists, to see what works, what doesn't, and to come up with new ideas. So on Saturday, February 18th, Dr. Ali will listen as we share with him and with each other on what we have learned from his programs, books, and videos. Spend an afternoon with Dr. Majid Ali and his wife Talit on Saturday, February 18th at the Commons Cafe, 388 Atlantic Avenue between Hoyt and Bond Streets in the Borough Hill section of Brooklyn. The event is from 2 to 4 p.m. Signups starts at 1 p.m. Let us all be gracious, grateful, and giving that day.
Hesitating. education doesn't make you happy. And nor does freedom. We don't become happy just because we're free, if we are, or because we've been educated, if we have. But because education may be the means by which we realize we are happy. It opens our eyes, our ears, tells us where delights are lurking, convinces us that there is only one freedom of any importance whatsoever, that of the mind, and gives us the assurance, the confidence, to walk the path our mind, our educated mind, offers.
Suggest that you reach deep down inside yourself there and try and find something that'll keep you awake just a little while longer, because this transmission coming up may just rekindle your will to live.
Night shift.
This is going to be just a little bit unpleasant.
Night shift.
How long does this take?
Changed.
Give it to me, give it to me, give it to me, give it to me. Nature.
Human.
you that the overall vagueness of your memory suggests that you might clarify them a little bit by hypnosis. Could you be agreeable to that?
Hypnosis?
This is Comm Central. Channel open for executive order AUC-3423. Listen to this, boys.
Hypnotized now, am I?
I think you just came out of it.
About it, and I have no idea. I'm talking about it, and I have no idea. I have no idea. I have no idea why I'm here. I don't know what I'm doing, you know, talking about this. I saw something, they saw something. There was a lot of light. That's all I remember.
It's not exactly the electric chair. Falling asleep. And when I'm finished, you'll be deeply, deeply asleep. One, falling asleep. Two, falling asleep,
falling asleep.
Three, falling asleep,
falling asleep.
Four,
falling asleep,
falling asleep.
Five,
falling asleep.
You're tuned to Listener Sponsored Radio.
Night Shift.
Remember the show.
Night Shift.
The feeling.
Night Shift.
You're going to have.
Night Shift.
Mondays.
Night Shift.
Midnight. 3 a.m. During the shift.
Night shift.
From night.
Night shift.
The shift.
Night shift.
From night. That's Chris coughing in the background.
Hello.
Hey, Chris.
Hello, Byron.
How are you, sir?
So when you hear this music, doesn't it let you know that you're listening to Night Shift?
Not yet. Last. Night Shift.
I have a question for you, Byron.
Yes.
Chris, the piece that he played, Billie Holiday song, that she sang, this young lady who sang this a couple of tracks ago, Mike.
Yes, in the beginning
Hush
of the show.
Now.
Yes, the Hush Now.
Hush Now. That's some old Billie Holiday.
Yes, it
tune.
Is. Yes, it is.
She did it in a very stylistic way. I was very impressed.
You
with
were very
her.
Impressed. All right. Well, see, there it is. They don't explain. And that is only part of what's on. And that was Vanessa Dow. And I'll only reveal that. But here's the deal. You're tuned to Listener Sponsored Radio, WBAI, 99.5 FM. And it is right now 12:39 in the morning. If you've never heard this show and you kept listening because you like the music, that's part of the show. We call it Damn Good Music, DGM for short. And when we're in our marathon, because so much of the show is music, it's about the music, it's about the talk.
I'd like to welcome you all to this.
It's about the feeling that you have when you're listening to Night Shift. And that's part of why we offer these compilations, Byron, because there's certain music when you hear it, you feel like, oh, I'm listening to Night Shift. And I know Chris feels it. Sometimes I'll play a song and it just brings him there. But that's the whole point of Damn Good Music. The music is music that takes you somewhere. And over the next 2 hours and change, we're going to ask you, if you enjoy Night Shift or if you're enjoying the music, to make a pledge to WBAI. We're a listener-supported radio. And listener-supported means that we're not influenced by commercial or financial entities. And we live in a world now where everything is influenced by money. Everything in your life. The President of the United States is someone who is a businessman, someone who is about commerce and economics. And so, free speech, the concept of anything being free, and we all know nothing's free. Free speech radio couldn't be more important ever. Probably unless you were around in the 60s when BAI first began and it was in response to what was going on in the country and other types of stations that existed. But now, more than ever, free speech radio, places where you could hear music that you never hear anywhere else because there's no financial gain for us to play it. Do you understand what I'm saying? News that is not biased one way or the other. Information and entertainment and everything that is on BAI, but especially Night Shift, because the theme of this show, if you've never heard it before, besides the music taking you somewhere, is that life is like science fiction. We've been saying this for 20 years now, and now life has become not just science fiction, it's a dystopian novel. It's a dystopian science fiction novel. That's what life is now. And so that perspective, that place that you can go to be taken somewhere, to learn things like what you're going to learn tonight. We have so much life is like science fiction for you. We have so much music for you. You're not going to get it anywhere else. That's why we do Night Shift, you know, to expand our minds, your mind, to take you somewhere, to bring you somewhere. Now, if you're here and you like where you are and you like Night Shift and you like this station and you like the concept of free speech radio and you like the idea of public radio, the idea of listener-sponsored radio, and of course the active words there are listener, that's you, listening and sponsoring is what you're going to do in a minute. And that is to support something that supports you, support something that is free, but free in the sense not that you don't have to support it, but free in the sense that it is not influenced by money, by corporations, by the bias of anything other than the producers doing the shows. And if you like what the producers have to say, you like what they bring to you, and it makes you, it improves your day, then it's worth spending $35, because that's all we're asking for, $35 pledge, okay? Night Shift has DGM. We do collections of music so that you can go out and support all these artists that you hear here and you go, wow, I never heard that version of Don't Explain. Who's Vanessa Dow? Well, you know what? You heard it here on Night Shift, but that's the only one I'm going to give away. Everything else, I want you to listen, and you know what? You're going to say, I have to own that. I have to be able to play that. I have to be able to take that out. I want to feel like I'm listening to Night Shift. I want to have music that like this in my life. You want your DGM. You want your DGM. You want your damn good music. You want a soundtrack to your life. You want something that will take you somewhere no matter where you are. It's going to take you somewhere. And that's what we have. We call it DGM 2017 Winter. You can go right now to Facebook, okay? Go to NITESHIFT, and there's a link on there. It takes you to the WBAI page. $35, you can have it. It's 58 tracks, over 5 hours of music. Byron, where can they call if they don't want to go online?
I'm telling you right now.
Byron is with it. Byron almost made a call. I almost had Byron making a call. Just that I felt Chris was calling too. You should call. Give up the number, Byron. Give it out. What's the number?
516-620-3602.
And what do you say when you call, Byron?
What you say is, I want
my DGM.
DGM Winter 2017.
I put this together.
That's right.
I put this together over weeks.
5 hours of incredible music. What you're hearing tonight is
music that this is just simple. I was just playing a mix in the beginning. I played maybe 5-6 cuts, just right, intermixed. And you know, listen, this is my pitch to you.
Yes.
Chris will have his pitch, Byron will have his pitch, and tell you why you should pledge to WBA, why you should have this music. Listen, the music's going to speak for itself. Because I'm certain that you'll just hear this music, and if you're like me, and if you're listening to the show, that you got to be a little bit like me. If you like me, when you hear music, you're like, what is that? I have to have that.
DGM.
I have to have it.
DGM.
I have to have it.
Damn good
so
music.
So you want that damn good music. So
hello.
Go to the Facebook page right now, NITESHIFT. You'll see, you go DGM 2017. I did a nice piece of artwork, Brian. Did you see it?
I have not
Chris,
yet seen
did
it.
You see it? Did you go to the Night Shift page?
I need to look at that.
Yeah, it's great.
You like the artwork there?
I love the artwork.
See?
You are you get an artist. Extraordinaire.
Artist, and he's not even getting paid. So, this is what you got to do. Just go to the Night Shift page and on Facebook, and then you can click. It takes you right to the WBAI website where you can click and get your DGM.
Yes.
And we have sent you a CD. And if you want, if you don't want the CD, once you click and you get your receipt and everything, you can email me at lifeislikesciencefiction@gmail.com. And you know what? I'll send you the electronic file with all the information, all artists, because the idea here is paying it forward, is passing it on. We put this collection as essentially free because we want you to go out and support those artists. I want you to discover the people who are on there. There's all these names of all these people. Byron, just look at some of the names. You can just name some of the names because we won't tell you what it is, but you'll hear it in there. Okay. Byron, you can turn on the light there. Yeah, there you go.
Thank you, sir.
And these are some of the artists that are being featured that are part of this DGM collection. I put it together. I'm going to play you a few tracks just to kind of...
On this day.
Oh, yeah. You remember the Ursula Rucker I played last week? Yeah. I got some of that on there just to kind of bring you. And you love this, Byron, because just what she's saying here.
Love is alive today, so we will speak only of love. There will be only love on tongue and lip.
516-620-3602. There are people standing by right now who will take your call and take your pledge for DGM Winter 2017.
$35.
So I'm going to play some stuff in the background.
That's all it is?
Chris.
It's $35.
Chris.
Say the phone number slow, Mike, so everybody has it.
516-620. You hear that? That music's telling you, call. 516-620-3602. That's the pledge line. You can make a pledge right now. Here, and here's the thing. It's not just about getting the music. It's not just about having this music for yourself or for somebody who you know loves music. It's not just about that. It's about supporting WBAI. It's about making a pledge for something that means something to you. Something of substance. Something that is not, like I said, corporately influenced. And everything today is corporately influenced. You know, we're watching the world shift. Pardon the pun there, Byron. We're watching the world shift. And if you're listening to Night Shift, you know we've been talking about that shift for a while.
So pick up the phone.
516.
Make a call right now.
620-3602.
And get
music that will take you somewhere.
To DGM 2017. It's right there. It's waiting for you. And we have people back there taking calls. $35.
Is it $35? It is $35. I'm going to take your pleasure right now. I'll pack this up, because picture, you could put this on every morning when you get up.
My goodness.
Okay. Just picture that.
Shift again. I just wanna sing that you got a swing.
Now, Byron, how can you have a bad day if you have this to listen to in the morning?
It's impossible.
It's impossible. You wake up and you put this on, you're not going to have a bad day.
No,
you're just not going to have a bad day. Do you concur, Chris?
I agree.
DGM, my folks. $35 pledge. Make that pledge. Get DGM Winter 2017.
Byron, this sounds like you're singing this song.
You know.
Yeah, you know it's a Byron song. I can hear Byron singing.
Yeah. Anyway, let's make that call right now. 516-620.
Now, you know, there's a power to sound, Byron. There's a power to sound.
I love it.
So, and we can talk about that. Here, yeah. I got a story for you.
All right.
And this is a story that should make you want to have this. Because we're not just offering music.
Oh, yeah.
It's musical medicine, Byron.
Absolutely. Sound waves create worlds to round up tiny signs of disease. Wow, wait a minute, hold on.
Read that one more time.
Yeah. Sound waves create whirlpools to round up tiny signs of disease. Now, you see, there's a new technique could form the basis of a small, inexpensive point-of-care device for early disease diagnosis. Wow, this sound is like waves. Nanotechnology. Hey,
this is sound technology.
Sound technology.
Now, think about the impact.
Yeah, sending a sound wave through your body to detect where your diagnosis would be accurate. Anyway, this is the summary of the story. Mechanical engineers have demonstrated a tiny whirlpool that can concentrate nanoparticles using nothing but sound. The innovation could gather proteins and other biological structures from blood or urine samples for future diagnostic devices. Wow. That's incredible. Mechanical engineers at Duke University have demonstrated a tiny whirlpool that can concentrate nanoparticles using nothing but sound. We just said that. The innovation could gather proteins in anyway. They're just repeating the article again. Hold on here.
Early diagnosis. You're reading the abstract, but yeah. That's the fascinating part.
It is fascinating.
You can jump down to the next paragraph.
Okay. Early diagnosis is key to successfully treating many diseases. But spotting early indicators of a problem is often challenging. Now, to pick out the first warning signs, physicians usually must concentrate on scarce proteins, antibodies, or other biomarkers. And that's for small samples of a patient's body fluid.
Scarce proteins.
That's right, to provide enough of a signal for detection. Now, while there are many ways to accomplish this today, most are expensive, time-consuming, or too cumbersome to take to the field, and they might require trained experts. Well, Duke engineers are moving to develop a new device that addresses these obstacles. Now, in a new study, researchers paired a small acoustic transducer to a glass cylinder to produce a whirlpool that can capture these diseases, signaling nanoparticles in its vortex.
Nanoparticles.
The system shows early promise for new diagnostic devices because it is compact, inexpensive, low energy, and it does not. It does not alter
low
the proprieties. It does not alter the properties of the corralled particles. So in gathering the particles.
Wow, it gathers like particles without even altering their properties.
That's right. And it puts it in a vortex where it can be expelled.
It's fantastic.
That's pretty interesting. So it's a little medical black hole. Yeah. Okay. New technology.
Fascinating.
fantastic, Brian.
What it's indicating, and I'm reading more.
All right, please continue.
The technology is amazing. Acoustic radio. Well, let's see. Okay. All right. Acoustic radiation is also easy to visualize. Just think
acoustic
of
acoustic radiation. Yes, that's the visualize. Band. That's yes. the name of the band, right
yes,
there.
There you go.
What do you agree, Elena? Acoustic radiation. Would you buy that band?
I would do the band.
All right, of course. It's a name like acoustic radiation.
Why not?
Elena's like, you know, radiate me. Yes. Go ahead.
Well, anyway, acoustic radiation is also easy to visualize. Just think of any cartoon
acoustic
where
radiation.
A giant loudspeaker knocks somebody off of their feet.
Acoustic radiation.
Now, while that scenario is unlikely to occur without killing someone, sound acoustic is nothing radiation. More than a traveling pressure wave. And it does push on whatever it encounters. Now, devices.
See if you can push Elena with your sound. Spark. See if you can push her with your.
Elena!
Your sound.
Pushes me with everything.
Okay. Your pressure, Byron.
Right, right. There's the pressure of sound here.
Do you understand, Byron, that he's putting you on heavy?
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
okay. That's right. Okay.
Right.
So, the voice.
Come on, Byron, because we're going to tie this into how people need to order DGM so they can get the proper acoustic radiation.
Well, devices have used this phenomena to concentrate particles before, but it does not provide enough force on its own once particles drop to the nanoscale. So
it's like a beginner vibrator.
Yeah, and that's pretty much what it is, because it's a 5-volt acoustic transducer. Five volts acoustic transducer. Yes.
Of course it is. Now think about this, Byron. If they're discovering the properties of sound, that sound can actually help identify trace proteins in your body without even disrupting the properties.
Yes.
Okay. So
play the game.
Why, Byron, does some music make you happy and some music make you sad? Why? What is the psychology? What is the understanding of how to manipulate sound to make it have a feeling? Well, how is it possible, Byron?
The sound that musicians make.
That's what I'm saying.
Create the sound.
But how is it possible to create that sound?
Because it engages harmonics and the understanding and appreciation of how different sounds can have impact on your body, your mental state, as well as your spiritual state. Because there are each of those sound levels in the spiritual state, it is why religions pretty much exist, is because there's a
and why there are
God.
Hymns and why you
hymns,
sing and chanting and yes.
Fascinating.
So you need this sound in your life. This is the sound of DGM.
Wow. We want good sound.
516. What's the number there, Elena?
3602.
Let me hear you, Elena. Come on, Bob.
516-6202. Oh, I can't.
Look at that. She can't.
3602.
Should I put a light on there for you, Elena?
602. No, you should put some glasses
there you go. Can
on.
Can you read that? Can you read that? Elena, get your glasses. Get your glasses out, Elena.
Give me some eyewear vibrating music.
There it is.
DGM.
We have to put some transducers next to her eyes.
$35.
$35. 516-620-3602. That's 516-3602.
La 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 la. You missed it.
Elena. No la 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 la. 516.
Why? You just said all music is beautiful.
516-620-3602. I did not. I said DGM is beautiful. 516-620-3602. And ask for Winter DGM
2017.
The $35 pledge, 58 songs. It's over 5 hours of music. There's no getting around it.
That's awesome.
You know
$35 for a lot.
You know you need to have. And
ultimate
again,
vibrator.
There it is. I'm going to play another track.
Actually, I'm already grooving in this rolling chair.
Elena, you're vibrating?
I can't take it.
More music for the morning, there.
DGM, Mike. damn good music.
Yeah.
Get your copy right now. Help support WBAI. It's listener-sponsored radio. And you can get over 5 hours of DG Winter 2017. Now, dial 516-620-3602. Make a pledge, $35. That's all it takes. And we got some great people back there ready to take your pledge. Help support listeners.
Or you just go to the Facebook page right now. Go to the Facebook page, NITESHIFT. You don't have to have a Facebook account. You can go to Facebook, go to NITESHIFT, and right on the Facebook page, you can see the beautiful art. And you can just see, there's a link right there. You can click on it, takes you to the WBAI website. You can get your CD with over 5 hours of music. Or, like I said, if you get your receipt, you click on that, it'll send you an automatic receipt for it. Send me that at lifeislikesciencefiction@gmail.com. Email me your receipt info, and I'll electronically send you all of this music. Again, with information so you can go out and support those artists. Are you with us, Brian?
Awesome. Just yeah. Awesome.
I can see Elena dancing in her jester outfit.
Oh, yes. I have to get my sexy outfit. Let me undress a little bit.
See, Byron, she's undressing because it's dark.
I can still see her.
See, listen to some music and you picture Elena undressing in your mind.
The point is that you cannot see me, so that way I can undress.
Yes, I understand.
Oh, okay. I said I'm nearsighted.
That means he can see anything near him.
Yeah, right.
So as he inches closer to you, Elena.
That means he can touch anything just for $35.
That's right. Byron Saunders. Where are you now? Talk to me.
He's on Mars.
Wait, talk to me, Brian.
Okay. Night Shift.
Okay.
My favorite show is live and in living color. Even if you can't see it, but you can make a pledge.
But they can't hear you.
But they can't hear. So...
You're asking me to make a pledge.
Well, I guess. I have 516-620-3602. Now, that's the number to call to get your DGM Winter 2017. Help support listener-sponsored radio.
Chris, are you able to hear us? Is there any difficulty you hearing us?
No, I can hear you guys fine.
Can you hear them now? Brian, you can hear?
I can't hear anything.
You still don't hear anything?
No, nothing.
Interesting.
I hear everything. I hear the music. I hear you guys. I hear Byron. I hear Elena. Hi, Elena.
You can hear us?
Of course I can hear you guys. You guys sound so awesome.
We just couldn't hear ourselves.
Actually, you sound more sexy without the earphones.
As a matter of fact, Mike, this is probably some of the best music you put together so far.
Well, thank you, Chris. I'm trying to see why they can't hear the show.
It's a $35 pledge. Over 5 hours of damn good music. Let's Winter 2017.
Where's this plug-in?
Plug-in?
If that's not sexual, I don't know what is.
I think accidentally Mike unplugged something.
Lovely.
And now the spacecraft is crashing to Earth.
So if you want this music, plug in to damn good music. DMG 516.
Tell them to plug in.
Hey, the Lord. La la la.
Are you hearing it now? Now you hear it. Okay, it came unplugged. That's what it was. How about now?
That's what I said.
Yes. You can hear yourself now, Elena?
Yeah, unfortunately,
Brian,
yes.
You can hear yourself now?
It's a la 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 show.
Everybody can hear themselves.
Absolutely.
It's our worst fear.
Mike, knock the plug out.
I don't know, I knocked the plug out, but, you know, they couldn't hear anything, but now they can hear.
We're back. We're live. We're in living color. Elena.
So, if you're listening to us tonight, what we're trying to hook you up with is probably one of the best collections that Mike put together of BGM. And the phone number to pledge, become a member of BAI. It's 516-620-3602, and that will entitle you to the latest, I guess we would call it the fall, or the, what was this, the winter, I guess the winter.
It's winter 2017 DGM, winter 2017, that's
I think
what
it's winter slash spring if you really want to get
it's
into
winter. It's not spring, it'll be spring on Wednesday though. It's going to be 61 degrees. It's mind-blowing.
So, Mike has worked tirelessly to put this collection together. It's over 5 hours of music that we want to expose you to these incredible artists. We're going to give that to you free. If you pay by credit card or online, you can send us, Mike, the info. We will electronically send it to you. And as you know, this is important times. This is the 60s all over again, and this station is probably going to be one of the last of the oases out there for alternative ideas as to where we're heading with the rest of the world, and to give you an insight and a perspective which is not fake news, which is as real as it can get. And to give you the opportunity to be able to be tuned in, you need to be able to support this station, be a part of it, be a part of the community. We need your help. We need your help more than ever. So, if you're into it, please, tonight, phone number 516-620-3602. $35 can make an incredible difference in our lives, in your life, in everyone's life. Do something incredible for everyone. Support this station.
And let me just say this, not to put the fear of God or whatever you believe in you, but you know, let's just say, you know, in the first 2 weeks, there are a lot of change has happened. There are a lot of things that are not necessarily of corporate value. And BAI is not necessarily of corporate value. So who knows? Funding for the arts is not there. Not that we count on funding for the arts. We count on funding from you. We're listener sponsored. But I'm just saying that this type of outlet, this type of free speech, this type of radio may not only is it less now than it was before, but this is something that is vital, because we have to have the ability to broadcast and give information that is not biased, that is not all the way to the right or all the way to the left, that is not biased, not influenced by money, politics, or any of that. We need to have a place where the community can have a voice, where producers can have a voice, where we can bring you. This is non-commercial radio. The music we're playing is not commercial music. The stories we're bringing to you are not commercial stories. These are the stories you hear on public radio. So,
yes, I'm just saying. Everyone needs a place where you can hear some hip stuff. You know, where there's incredible producers on BAI. There's a lot of hip people, just to use that stupid old phrase. But like, where else can you turn? And free speech is becoming limited every day now. And who knows where we'll be a month, 2 months, 6 months, a year from now. Who knows?
That's right.
As we're seeing, I mean, just as Mike and I were talking yesterday, the day before, about the latest news with what's going on with Fukushima, how they're talking about the reactor now falling into the ocean, and as Mike has predicted, you know, seafood will not be the same ever again our life.
5 years, seafood as we know it today will be over. Okay, that sounds like life is like science fiction, but trust me, 850 million gallons have been spilling into the water for the last 5 years. Radiation is in all the sea life eventually around the planet. You know, you multiply that by 365, and now that the reactor is slipping into the ocean, you know. But again, that's not what's dominating the news. That's what you're going to hear here on Night Shift.
Hello.
Yeah, there you are.
Would it possibly be able to connect that disaster to part of the climate change?
Hold on.
The ecosystem itself. Is an
it's
impact.
Just one more thing.
No, but I'm just saying, listen.
There's nothing to do with climate change, Bart. I hate to tell you. Bart, you can tie it in. I want to hear you tie it in.
If your reactor core goes through the China syndrome, which drops into the abyss.
If your reactor core.
And you're saying that the byproduct China of that syndrome. Is seafood will be not seafood in the near, very good distant future.
The
is
reactor
that,
core.
Is to have an impact study on not just environmental. But on the...
Fine, what are you talking about?
Because it melts the polar caps. Where is this happening?
Wait,
where is this
happening? How is this climate change? Are you saying it's going to cause climate change?
If yes,
Byron, are you just saying buzzwords?
No.
Are you just speaking buzzwords?
I am saying...
Are you speaking buzzwords, Bart?
Of nuclear disaster...
I think Mike
disaster,
is... Impact. I can't even...
Okay, wait.
Because of nuclear disaster, it does have an impact. Nuclear bomb is a explosion.
Nuclear bomb? Where do we get the nuclear bomb?
We had the nuclear bomb years in the 50s.
Byron, you're talking to
me. We're still living.
Byron, let me tie it in. Here's how we tie it in. Let me tie it in. Because of climate change, we've had severe weather changes, which you could look at all this is affecting everything else. Now, the tsunami that happened was because of an earthquake, but maybe climate change is affecting how the earth is, you know, maybe that's causing more earthquakes. As a result of this disaster that happened, it all then cascades into creating other problems, and all of that into the ocean will create an environment that could affect, I'm not sure the climate, but will affect our lives. How's that, Byron?
That was helpful for Byron. That really helped.
Byron, if you understand.
One for Byron, but it's.
Yes, but if you understand.
These have been. Earthquakes have been going on for centuries.
Yeah, don't punch holes in it now.
No, it's not about that.
Try to help Byron.
And that's not about that. It's just that we have a man-made disaster that has fallen into the China syndrome.
Yes.
And ultimately, it is infecting our oceans
Marine life, but how are we doing since the China syndrome? Listen, when there is this type of meltdown, we're impacting on weather changes that actually result from too much sulfur in the air. I mean, the extinction of the dinosaurs.
Sulfur in the air, dinosaurs. He pulls it all in. I love Byron.
Because that's what
he pulls it all in. Yes, dinosaurs, nuclear bombs.
Barney's coming to get us. Dang.
Elena, you know, let him tie. He's listen. He's Byron. You know what? No one can do what Byron does.
What would Sean Connery say, Mike?
I don't even say to you.
Byron can tie it all in.
And listen, you can never. Where else would they let this man on the air? Okay,
round it up, darling.
You have to support this. You have to support this. 516-620
Alternative ideas.
Yes, Byron Saunders. Alternative ideas. All right, 516-620-3602
Call if you had too much salt right in your diet. I'm suffering from pink Alaskan salt.
516-620-3602 That's 516-620-3602 For a $35 pledge, you can get this collection of 58 songs, 58 tracks, over 5 hours of music.
Yes.
You get it free just for pledging. Just for pledging, just for supporting WBL,
just for supporting free speech.
Byron is free to be Byron.
He's free to go away.
They would not let Byron out anywhere else. Where else could Byron
be? We're releasing Byron into the free world.
That's right. Otherwise, Byron is out on assignment.
All right, so I don't know if we distracted Chris. Chris was tying it all in, and that was very good, Chris. Yeah. I have to give you bravo, Chris. You tied it all in. But
Which thing? Just making Byron make sense.
I applaud you.
Well, you know, look, the bottom line is this. Just the fact that we can talk about what's going on in Fukushima is not really being covered out there, that we can talk about it tonight, bring us everyone that's listening. The bottom line is, let's just talk about free speech. This is what we're fighting for now. We are fighting for the ability to have free speech more than ever. And that's what we need your help for. Keep this station solid. Because without money now, and there's going to be a lot of rapping on that door to try to stop this station. And I really do believe, and I hope this never happens.
And you don't even know how right you are.
I'm going to get a call one day from Mike, and he's going to say BAI is no longer. And I don't want to start crying that day. I don't want to hear that, everybody. I really don't. So please, if you have enough money in the coffers, yes, if we have enough money in the coffers, we can stop the rapping on the door. So, the phone number for everyone, 516-620-3602. Elena's here. Elena's sex positive is incredible.
I'm all thinking about you, and you're vibrating. And if it means anything, I'll use this stupid southern voice to get the $35 prize. So, call in.
Where else would they allow Elena to be?
Or call in for the $35, and I'll stop this stupid accent.
A BAI for $35. And what Mike has done, and we're going to play some more cuts, over 5 hours of music that you're going to be able to just listen to at your leisure or leisure and dig the vibe
of
Night Shift.
You said leisure. That's funny.
Leisure,
I love it
leisure.
When Chris uses
leisure, leisure.
Either caramel or caramel, whichever way you want to pronounce it.
I love it when Chris talks French.
I have an important question. What's the difference between ketchup and catsup? What's the difference?
Dang. A lisp.
The right. Taste.
516-620-3602.
So tonight, if you have that money, or you can do, you can become a BAI buddy, whatever you can do to support, be a part of this community. Radio is having a lot of problems in general itself. Radio is kind of dying in some way. So, that being said, this station needs to be here. There's so much great shows. There's so many great shows on BAI, and you're not going to ever have this kind of opportunity and collection of incredible minds that come together week in and week out to bring you their latest coolness, so to speak. But please, you know, if you can do it, tonight's a good night for you to take that step.
you know, this is Black History Month. There's another reason to support. This station is doing a lot with exposing everybody to that Frederick Douglass is alive and well. Amen. Amen. Sorry, I had to go up. But anyway, there it is. Mike, what do you think?
Well, I think that you should pledge. You should go to the Night Shift Facebook page, NITESHIFT. You can go there right now, and there's a link that'll take you right to the WBAI website, and you can go right on there right now, make your pledge, put your $35, put your money where your mouth is, support something that you want, just like everything else in your life. Okay, you pay for your cable, you pay for your phone, you pay for your, you know, phone, whether it's cell or landline or both, if you're old-fashioned like me, or you pay for everything that you want, power, heat, water, food, WBAI. 516-620-3602. $35. And keep in mind, even if you pledge somewhere else, pledge for this show. We need to show that we have people who believe in what we do, and what we do is of value. That's how you show us that what we're bringing to you is of value to you. Mm-hmm. NITESHIFT. What were you going to say, Byron?
Show us some love so we can show you some love.
Show us some love so we can continue
showing you love. That's right.
Elena, now, Elena's got some Life is Like Science Fiction that is, I have to say, mind-blowing.
Can you vibrate me and turn me up? Scientists unveil a new form of matter, time crystals. Just repeat.
Read that again.
You're vibrating on my voice. I don't dig it.
I want to hear your vibrations.
Do I need to pay the $35?
No. Yes, you do. Go ahead.
Scientists unveil new form of matter, time crystals.
Physicists time crystals.
Repeatedly tweaked.
A new form of matter.
A group of ions. It's like an 80s group here. A group of ions to create first example of a non-equilibrium material. This was dated January 26, 17, from the University of California. Normal crystals, like diamond, are an atomic lattice that repeats in space. But physicists recently suggested making materials... Physicists! Alright, you...
Physicists!
When you said...
Do the physicists...
When you said ketchup...
Alright, I'm sorry.
When you said ketchup, you used a lisp as well.
No, so. Ketchup. No, ketchup. That's K-E-T. K-E-T.
No.
C-H-U-M. That's C-H-U-P. That's ketchup, right? Then there's catsup. C-A-T-S-U-P.
Yes.
That's Mike, you want to...
The spit is still on my cheek.
Mike, you know
finish the story.
You want to know the difference? I'll tell you the difference. Right. We'll get right back to Elena's.
All
right.
What's the
difference?
I know he gets mad.
Ready for the difference between ketchup and ketchup?
What's the difference?
Is that the word ketchup is owned by Heinz. They own that word. Ketchup. They invented that word.
Yeah, it's marked.
So you can't use the word ketchup.
So in other words, ketchup is ketchup.
Yes. It's just they can't use that word.
Thank you. All these years. Now, one more question. Why do they sell hot dog rolls in packs of 4, of 8, and hot dogs in packs of 10?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Oh, come on! I thought you were gonna what ketchup and ketchup.
Two of the.
Well, the reason I think is so you have to buy more rolls.
To buy more rolls, all right. There's the commerce involved. All right, Elena, I want to hear about the new matter.
Plus,
you can never have too many. Dogs.
Byron's raising his hand. Yes. Do you have to go to the bathroom, Byron?
No. Two of those hot dogs. For the dogs.
The hot dogs are for
I
the
know
pets.
What to do with
they're
the extra
for,
dogs.
They're for pets. Okay, I understand. All right, go ahead, Elena.
They're for a lot of stuff. They don't necessarily have to be on leashes.
Elena.
Okay. Sorry. Went overboard.
Byron, is Elena drinking tonight? Oh, boy.
No.
No, she's just coming happy ass all.
Did you say she's coming happy ass?
coming.
No, I'm coming happy.
Lady's coming happy ass.
I'm coming happy because oh, time was late.
Oh, Lady's coming again. Happy, happy ass. All right, go ahead, Lady.
So, anyway.
With your happy ass.
I'm happy. I'm happy I made it here.
Well, Elena, with your happy ass.
Why weren't you going to make it here, Elena? What happened?
She was too happy.
I was talking to my friend who's here actually tonight, John. And we were talking about Friends, ironically, and so I'm like, oh, and then we missed a stop, and I'm like, oh.
Hey, listen, first of all, she said it's a friend. Show. I think it's actually, like, Blofeld. He's got, like, a white cat.
Wait a second, Elena. You were with your friend John, and you guys were talking about Friends, and you missed your stop.
We were literally talking about Friends and who's our favorite Friends character.
You mean the TV show Friends?
Friends.
That's
yes,
really
literally.
Elena, I would have not admitted that. Go back to the story.
Okay. Sorry, I didn't mean to. Last year, researchers sketched out the phases surrounding a time crystal and what to measure in order to confirm that this new material
surrounding a time crystal
is actually a stable phase of matter. This stimulated two teams to build a time crystal, the first examples of a non-equilibrium form of matter.
A what? What? Form of matter?
Non-equilibrium form of matter.
Non-equilibrium form of matter.
Yes.
Please continue.
That's some serious matter, ain't it? Non-equilibrium.
And the world stopped with Elena.
Exactly.
Fascinating.
If crystals have an atomic structure that repeats in space like the carbon lattice of a diamond, why can't crystals
Did you say carbon what? Latex? Carbon what?
Lattice.
What? Lattice? L-A-T-I-C-E?
I say lattice, you say ketchup.
Oh, lattice. Okay, ketchup.
Thank you, Byron. Byron always supports me.
Yeah, of course. Crystal help you all tie it all in.
Because Mike always wants to, like, make fun
no,
of
No, I'm not making fun of it. I just you, don't know what the hell someone. You talk about. Carbon latex. What the hell is carbon latex?
You don't know what ketchup...
It could be some kind of exercise pants or something.
All right. Good cover. Why can't crystals also have a structure that repeats in time? That is, a time crystal.
A structure that repeats in time.
Just like you.
Why can't crystals have a structure that repeats in time?
You're like a crystal. You
no,
just
I
repeat
know.
Everything
I,
we say.
I'm trying to, you know... I want to think like a scientist.
Okay.
Well, why can't crystals have a time structure that repeats in time, Byron?
Okay.
Why not?
Go for it, Mike.
Byron. Byron. I ask you a question. Why can't time crystals have a structure that repeats in time?
Listen, I'm going to pass on this one. I'm trying to keep up with writing this script. Okay?
I understand. All right, so continue.
I know, because he's Please. Totally at a loss, and he's totally going...
No, listen, I'm on the edge of my seat. I want to know what this story is all about.
You're sinking in a deep space, like, way beyond...
You had me at nanobiotics.
No, that was... Nobody said nanobiotics. But I do have a nanobiotic story. I will bring that up, though, Byron.
Oh, thank
and
God.
And remember that you coined that phrase, so when they start using it, you should get some money.
You're way beyond
nanobiotics. Come back to nanobiotics. I never heard it.
All right,
it's a new field of study for Byron.
In a paper published online last week in the Physical Review Letters, the University of California, Berkeley, assistant professor of physics, describes how to make and measure the properties of such a crystal and even predicts what the various phases surrounding the time crystal should be, akin to the liquid and gas phase of ice.
Akin to the liquid and gas phase of ice.
That makes sense.
Of course it does, Byron.
That makes sense
too, John. It makes sense because physicists said so.
Both of y'all are full of gas.
Just listen, Elena. Don't make me have to use my sound pressure on you.
Alright.
This is not mere speculation. Two groups followed his blueprint and have already created the first ever time crystals. The groups at the University of Maryland and Harvard University reportedly their successes using two totally different setups. and papers posted online last year and have submitted the results for publication. Time crystals repeated in time because they are kicked periodically, sort of like tapping Jell-O repeatedly to get it to jiggle. Now, okay.
Is that the scientific?
We have to. This is where we need to pause here.
Okay? You're jiggling, like baby. Tapping Jell-O repeatedly.
You're jiggling, baby.
I think he's thinking about something else.
You're jiggling, baby.
His mind might be elsewhere. He might be in
Jell-O.
You're jiggling, baby.
He might have spent too much time in, you know, the lab.
Crystals have time structure that repeat in time. I agree.
You're jiggling, baby.
It's going to be like
all I can think about is Jell-O.
Tapping Jell-O repeatedly.
Hey, Mike, I have the answer to your question.
What was my question?
Your query was, why is there 10 hot dogs in a thing and 8? Okay, so the meatpacking side of this is easiest to understand. Your standard issue hot dog, a product that generations of consumers have found to be convenient, comes 10 to the pound. Jumbo hot dogs come 8 to the pound. So they meat likes to do so many to the pound.
And so what size are you, Chris?
What does that mean? Meat likes to do so many, but this is ridiculous.
Listen to this.
Not an answer. Meat
on the other hand, likes to think in
like
terms of.
Like the cow goes
things.
In, the cow's like, I must be packed in bones. I will not submit. Come on.
I'm telling you, listen,
that's
I'm reading
it. You're from what? The fatuous facts?
These are the people with the answers. So here's the other thing. And now when it comes to rolls, they said that the 12.
Are these alternative facts, Chris?
No, 10 rolls take up too much room and they'd have to charge more because everybody else packs them in 8. So nobody wants to change now.
Everybody, Chris, where are you reading this from? Is this from the Byron News?
No, this is from Cecil Adams. That was his answer.
Cecil Adams, the eternal.
You can never pack too many dogs in a roll, let me tell
Listen
you.
Listen to this! Oscar Mayer gets 50,000 letters a year asking that same damn question. Why don't they...
Exactly. Now, you know what the move here is? Invent a pack of hot dogs that come 10 to the back. You know what I'm saying? Why has no one done that? It's a conspiracy. What, Byron? Yes, Byron's raising his hand. Yes, Byron.
Why is everything a conspiracy?
Yes, Byron. Everything is a conspiracy.
You can never have too many dogs.
As far as I'm concerned, you're a conspiracy. Go ahead.
See, everybody's Byron. Forgetting that the two hot dogs that are for the dog, doesn't like the bun, so he wants his without the bun.
That's a better answer, Byron.
See? I did a research on this. I got a grant from the USDA to determine why dogs
Byron Saunders. Alternative theories. So go ahead, Elena, please. I want to hear more about this new...
I'm bored. I'm just too busy talking about extra dogs.
I know, but I need to know about this.
I'm off the Jell-O craze.
Jiggling,
it doesn't work for me.
Well, go back to the Jell-O. Right. I want to know.
Anyway, so the big breakthrough, he argues, is less than that these particular crystals repeat in time. That they are the first of a large class of new materials that are intrinsically out of equilibrium, unable to settle down to the motionless equilibrium of, for example, a diamond or a ruby. So,
time crystals.
This is a new phase of matter, period. But it is also really cool. Is this guy an idiot?
if the band is called Time Crystals, the first album should be called A New Phase of Matter.
But this is really cool. Okay, because it is one of the first examples of non-equilibrium matter. For the last half century, we have been exploring equilibrium matter, like metals and insulators.
We've been exploring equilibrium matter?
You came in this goofy story where
why you're being lazy on this bit's pronunciation.
Well, you can't say it because you have a mouthful of say it, goofball. You say it.
Go ahead, Elena.
Okay. That's what I thought. Put you in your place. You want to give the number while I'm finishing this?
Well, you got to finish the story. Then we can tell people, you know, that if they're enjoying the music during your story.
We are now just starting to explore a whole new landscape of non-equilibrium matter. I can't.
can't say it now. You make me nervous. I'm sorry. Not equal matter, dang it.
Equilibrium.
Equilibrium.
That's easy for you to say.
Equilibrium. Equilibrium.
There you go.
Like my boobs.
I think she's got it.
It is hard to put imagine a use for a time crystal. Other proposed phases of this matter theoretically hold promises as nearly perfect memories and may be useful in quantum computers.
Time crystal. You can get like a new computer with a time crystal.
Yes.
Nice.
If we only
does it come with like a free box of Jell-O too?
If you only remembered when we were in high school, when we all collected crystals and like wore them around our necks, if we only kept those, we would probably be all millionaires.
We could be jiggling them now.
Yeah, and we'd be jiggling around our, you know.
All right, I'm going to somehow tie this into the fact that if you've been enjoying the music during Elena's journey into the latest science advances. And keep in mind, I think the whole thing is fantastic. It's life is like science fiction. That's why we do the show. It's still pretty fantastic. You know, that there's a new form of matter called time crystals that, you know, that structure keeps repeating in time.
Equilibrium.
It sounds like something
I'm just
that.
I'm going to say this over and over. Equilibrium.
Yes. You could go to quarter now, Byron. I mean, not later. But can't you hear Christopher Lloyd saying
it? I'm a wacko.
With time crystals! All right,
I think
so all you have to do,
slightly
though,
different.
If you're enjoying the music, it's what we call DGM, and which stands for Damn Good Music, which is music, hopefully, that takes you somewhere. And we're going to take a break and let you hear some of the music. And while you listen, you can call. What's the phone number, Elena?
516-620-3602.
Yeah. That's right. 516-620-3602. That's 516-620-3602. $35 pledge. You can get what is called the
DGM
2017 Winter 2017. Make sure that's what you asked for. Or you can just go to the Facebook page, NITESHIFT. Go there and there's a link that'll take you right to it.
Je suis Monsieur Dupont. Sergeant. You have a story, don't you?
Science Daily says, here's the headline news, transparent gel-based robots. That's right,
Transparent gel-based robots.
Can catch and release live fish.
Transparent gel-based
robots. Wait, they release what?
Live fish.
Live fish.
Hey, it's all
transparent
in
gel-based robots.
It's all in the
gel. Chris, did you hear this?
So they eject fish.
I don't know where you find things. You start snapping on me about finding stuff in the Hillbilly Times or whatever. I go find my information.
The Hillbilly Times. We don't care if it's right.
When you read something from the Hillbilly Times, you know that's factual.
If I say it, it's hillbilly right.
Well,
it's I don't know where you find
it's
this.
It's not just right, it's hillbilly right.
No, I beg to differ.
It's the Hillbilly News by Cousin Weenie and Bob Buki.
By Cousin Weenie and them.
Hey. I only dated Cousin, Weenie once.
I dated Cousin Weenie once. That's the beginning of your song. I remember.
All right, now
we're back at that was during my breakout period.
Now back into Nano Land again.
Me and Elmo was broken up.
All right, now
yes, go ahead, Ryan.
But I have to say it's all in the jiggle. Okay, this is from Massachusetts Institute of Technology.
MIT.
Engineers have fabricated transparent gel-based robots
that move when water is pumped in and out of them. The bots can perform a number of fast, forceful tasks, including kicking a ball underwater. And grabbing and releasing.
Wait, no, let's put a few million dollars behind that.
No, let's put, you know, a script for a porno behind that. Can you?
I like to see gel-based robots kicking a ball underwater.
Yeah.
Why isn't that on YouTube?
The robots are made entirely of hydrogel. And that's right, hydrogel. A tough
made
rubbery,
entirely of hydrogel.
A tough, rubbery, nearly transparent material that's composed mostly of water. You see, each robot
is an assemblage
of hollow, precisely designed hydrogel structures.
Hydrogel structures.
Rubbery tubes. Now, when the researchers pump water into the hydrogel robots, the structures quickly...
Hydrogel robots.
They quickly inflate in orientation.
Hydrogel robots.
That enable the bots to curl up or stretch out.
The what?
Or cuddle.
Bots.
Wait, the bots?
The bots. Like
are you sure?
Yes,
bots.
B-O-T-S. Hydrogel. Like in robots. Bots.
But okay, what does it do to the bots?
It's a bot, sir.
What does it do?
They can curl up. They curl up and they kick a ball.
No, they inflate.
Elena, you know. Think of other applications.
The team fashioned several hydrogel robots, including a fin-like structure that flaps back and forth.
It flaps back. Well, that's, you know, let's put more money into that.
So, an articulated appendage that makes kicking motions.
An articulated appendage.
That makes
a hydrogel robot.
And a soft, hand-shaped robot that can squeeze and relax.
A saw what? Squeeze and relax. Yeah, I could be swimming. And okay, go ahead. Talk to me. What's the shape that they're talking about there? What does it take? That squeeze and relax.
Just use your imagination.
Squeeze
and relax.
Squeeze.
Oh my goodness.
And relax. What's the shape? Tell me about the shape again. Back up that sentence.
You see, it's the. It includes
this is the best story ever.
Thin-like structure.
Thin-like. Okay, I got that part. Go ahead.
That flaps back.
Yeah, right. Okay, well, articulated.
Yes, it's fluttering.
It's fluttering. Okay, it's fluttering like a tongue.
Like a tongue.
Okay, I'm with you. Like a Gene Simmons kind of.
Like an articulated appendage.
Okay.
That makes kicking
articulated
motion.
Okay,
all right, I got that part.
And
go ahead.
Soft. Hand-shaped robot.
Hand-shaped? Yes, did you say a soft hand-shaped robot?
Hand-shaped
robot. Okay, let's turn the music down.
I can't.
A soft
hand-shaped
robot.
That can squeeze.
Squeeze and release.
Relax.
Well, there it is.
Me with the story.
This is the Vivid Research Laboratories.
I don't even need to add any comment to any of this.
Porno is on the way out. So, I say we put our money into hydro gel-based robots.
Now, here's what's really...
That can squeeze...
There's military application here, folks.
Oh, is there?
Yes.
Okay. Listen to this. They can release these hydro... No, come on. Now, stop. This is Robert Heinlein.
That's right. Now, if you can see... Guess what? If you can see the small... sized, hand-shaped
small-sized hand-shaped.
You better be drunk.
Picture these clear, translucent hands being used as weapons of war.
Squeeze and relax.
This is fantastic.
Now, because the robots are both powered by and made almost entirely of water, they have similar visual and acoustic properties to water. Now, the researchers propose that
acoustic properties.
These robots, if
so they
designed,
can make noise like they're coming. Okay, yeah,
like a little motorboat.
Wow, that sounded just like they would.
They would. They would sound just like that.
Please do that again.
As their fins flap. The researchers propose that these robots, if designed for underwater applications, may be virtually
That's
invisible.
Right, they're coming. The underwater.
And they're virtually invisible.
Hands. The invisible underwater hands. They're coming to squeeze and release.
Every man wants that.
All right, now the group.
Every man for himself.
The group was actually led by Zhonghe Zhao.
Of course it was.
Actually, on a boring date, every woman wants that. Somebody else do it.
I should have known.
Associate Professor of Mechanical Engineering and Civil and Environmental Engineering at MIT. And graduate student, Yunwu Yuk, is currently looking to adapt.
A man named Yuk is involved.
For medical applications.
Wow.
Chris, I, you know, what can I say?
You know, it's incredible. You are so funny, man. You are. You don't even know how funny you are, do you?
Fascinating.
With your little sound effects and your noises and stuff.
What about the story?
No, the story just been like
and squeeze.
Squeeze. Bring the ship closer.
Yeah, it's like
everybody. Squeeze and release.
Squeeze and release.
I am Mike Sargent.
Release.
Squeeze and release.
And poor Byron. Byron just tries to stay sane in this world.
Byron is not trying to stay sane, let me just tell you. He is not trying to stay sane. I've known him a long time. He doesn't even make the pretense.
I haven't tried that in years.
And what about me? I mean, I only get a drink or maybe an appetizer and I have to squeeze and release.
That was the kind of world we
made. And that's all I get.
That was the kind of world we made. You porter. That was the kind of world we made. That was the kind of world we made. Kind of world we made.
That, sir, is illogical.
That was the kind of world we made.
That, sir, is illogical.
To make a pledge. You know you want this music.
You know you want
music
over
to
five
squeeze
hours.
And release to.
Right. Over 5 hours of EDM. Damn good music. Make a pledge.
Damn.
Right.
516. Just ask for DGM Winter 2017. Squeeze.
And release. Oh, yes. Yeah.
Squeeze. And release.
Squeeze. And release.
Could I get a little bit more release?
If you buy.
I feel squeezed. Can I get more release?
Squeeze.
And all depends on how the music massages you.
And release.
Yeah.
Squeeze.
just don't understand human behavior. Sometimes I just don't understand human behavior.
Nice DGM. I like this a lot.
Oh yeah, I agree, Byron. Mike has out every cut has been amazing.
Wonderful, wunderbar.
It rocks my world.
And you know, Byron, you know what I was thinking?
What's that, my friend?
I was thinking that for the amount of people that are in New York that are able to listen to this show tonight. There's so many people out there listening that VAR is not really struggling. VAR should be solid solution.
I agree. We can make it happen.
Let's try to make that happen, everyone, tonight. Like, this is an opportunity to
ma chambre et la forêt
dans laquelle something that is vital without a doubt. And you know, for the amount of money that's in New York, and there's a lot of people out there that have been very successful and they're very blessed. So maybe this is a really good opportunity for everyone to come together and share the blessings and show that you support and believe in free speech and believe that this station is something that should never, ever, ever be threatened.
I agree. 516-620-3602. That's 516-620-3602. You can do it. You can pick up the phone. You can give us a pledge. It's only $35, but you get over 5 hours of DGM, damn good music, winter 2017. It's so easy. And it helps to keep free speech alive. That's what we do here. It's a First Amendment right, one in which we've earned it. Blood, sweat, tears. You earned it. You deserve it.
And with every breath out, you're going to sink down a little deeper. And everyone knows free speech is being challenged right now. So that by the time I reach the number one, you know, there's so many different things coming out about fake news and real news and what's going on. And so where can you turn to? What's the alternative? What's going to be left? And when you have a station that struggles as hard as BAI does to just support itself and pay the bills and keep the lights on and keep the antenna bills paid so this can continue to be broadcast. Nothing is cheap these days. Everything is very, very expensive. But how important is all of this? How important is BAI? I think it's probably one of the most important radio stations that could ever exist at this point. You know, and the bottom line is that, you know, how do you want to live your life? Do you want to have something that is accessible to yourself and to everyone else? But you could turn on the station at any point and know, hey, I'm getting something that I'm not going to hear anywhere else. And I'm not only am I getting that, I've helped support it. I've thrown down. I've kicked in my pennies. I've given my $35. And then the coolest thing is, dig this. I got this downloaded music or CD or however it comes to you, where I can listen to all these incredible tunes that Mike Sargent has worked his buttocks off to put together and has put together in over 5 hours. There's nothing to be said here. I think it's a win-win scenario for everyone. We get your support. We get to show that you care. Support this show. Show that, hey, Night Shift is something I listen to. Night Shift is something I want to have on there every Monday night. I love Byron. I love Elena. I love Mike Sargent. Whatever gets you and floats your Byron. Whatever squeezes you and releases you tonight, please. This is our opportunity to ask for your help tonight. This is our opportunity for you to show your support for us. And we want to thank you. We want to thank everyone that has helped tonight and how important this is. So the phone number is 516-620-3602. Please, if you can, you know, do what you can. Even if you can't do the 35, $5, $10, show whatever. Become a BAI buddy. Do whatever you can. Everybody on a phone out there, everybody listening. If everyone listening gave $35, this fund drive would be over. There would be no need to do a marathon. Am I right on that, Mike?
Absolutely.
So bring the ship closer.
Deepest levels of deep hypnosis. so that by the time I reach the number one, you will feel completely relaxed, completely clean and light and pure. And you will be deeply hypnotized.
WBAI.
It's my favorite show.
99.5 FM.
Night Show.
And on the web at WBAI.org.
Night Show.
We are your naked robots.
The name of the show.
Night Show.
The experience you're having.
Stop it.
Nice.
But don't stop it.
The nice. Place you are.
Going to keep
yes.
going.
Nice.
Yes.
Yes. Mondays.
Professional use only.
Byron Saunders.
Mike Sargent.
Elena Fulgham.
Who are you?
Chris Taylor.
Yes.
Chris.
Elena. What's happening?
Yo, man.
Hello, Chris.
It is time for us to compress time now.
Yes,
Mike.
We have to compress yes. time.
We got a boogie, woogie, woogie.
And a compressed time. We have a half hour left of the show. And at this point, we're going to cram in about an hour into the next half hour. So, brace yourselves.
Make a pledge.
Prepare to go. Let's go.
Bonjour.
Bonjour.
Monsieur Dupont.
All right, I'm going to go to a track that I haven't played yet because I've been saving this. There's over 50 tracks on here, Brian.
Wow, that's over 5 hours worth of yes. DGM, yes, damn good yes, music. It is. Yes, it is. And how much is this?
This is only $35. You get it free.
$35. Whoa!
No, stop.
Yes, you get it free.
Get out of here. Well, then you got to pick up the
stop,
phone.
Stop, jump back.
Dial 516-620.
Right, check this track out. 3602. Now this is, you've got your motorcycle, right okay?
Now. Byron took the number, guys.
Yes, he did. 516-620-3602.
Right?
Now, Byron, you're on your motorcycle. Okay, you're picking up speed.
Yeah.
All right, it's night.
Easy breezy.
There's no one on the road.
Except squirrels.
You're driving fast.
Look for the squirrels.
Really fast.
No, the squirrels keep coming. They're coming. You have to go faster.
Do I have my seatbelt on?
You're coming up to the mountain.
On my cycle.
On your motorcycle. You're feeling it now.
The shift gear.
You're part of the night.
You're part of the shift gear.
You're part of the wind.
wish you had a liquid robot.
You got a
company.
You got a backpack of hydro robots.
Squeeze and release.
And you can squeeze and release at any time.
Then you accelerate.
Just ladies and gentlemen, Byron's just smiling. The more I'm telling him his vision, he's just smiling. Because he's on the road.
See, I also have a canteen full of nanobiotics.
Yes, of course, to take care of any problems. That's right. You might get squeeze or release too much. Who knows?
To blow Mike and I, to oblivion.
I don't like how you just let that. You let that hang there too long.
Chris is the only one. He was the smart one to stay away.
What's going on, Lena? What do you do? What are you blown away about?
I think Byron is about to blow both Mike and I away, and you were the smart one, and
Byron's
you blew away. He's coming to get you.
Mike, I'm making that noise.
That was
Byron on the motorcycle.
Yes, of course.
You heard him. Goodbye.
Wow, that was great.
No, that was a great one, actually. I actually agree with that one. Awesome.
Hey, Byron. Great sound, Mike. I love it. Awesome.
It's the first one in two hours.
That's a great sound.
For 1 hour.
Yes, thank you.
Where are my people? my people? Where are 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 my people?
Byron Saunders.
Mike Saunders.
Elena, you have a fantastic story, don't you?
Yes, I actually have an antidote.
You have an antidote.
An
anecdotal comment to our previous conversation.
I'll tell it briefly because I know.
Oh, this is an anecdote. You're a life story from Elena. Elena's life is like science fiction.
It is, quite frankly, and I think it should be a saga. But everybody knows about my apartment and how.
Everybody knows.
Yeah, I know. Except anybody that knows me.
Everybody knows.
John
knows.
He doesn't.
Byron knows.
Byron doesn't. No one knows. I just said nobody that knows
everyone
me
knows
it.
You said that. You started the statement by, you started the whole story saying everybody knows about my apartment.
Based on what I've said on
me?
The air.
Okay.
That's
all right.
It.
Well, whatever. Okay. You're qualifying
anyway,
it now.
So now it's become like a museum of trash is basically what it is. I'm like, I should recycle this, I should throw this away, but now it just kind of looks
trash.
Neat. So I'm like,
in a museum of trash.
And then, so I'm reasonably thin, but now the boxes have like started to concur, and like I can't get around the boxes, and literally I
have you ever
read
of the Collier Brothers?
What?
Nothing.
Yeah. So I have to, like, literally, Olympically jump over all the boxes just to get into my own apartment. Okay, so just to give you the foreshadowing of this whole story.
So this is how you stay in shape.
Basically. Literally, it really is, because I'm like...
Okay, keep going.
So anyway, so...
Chris is like, I was in a support group for this. Go ahead.
I know.
Well, this is kind of serious, so let's keep going.
So anyway, so there was this shelf, and it broke. Don knows about this. And I broke the glass, and he gave me all these cleaning products. Of course, I'm too lazy, and I never clean, so I'm like, all right.
You need some nanobiotics.
No, I need somebody to come clean it up.
So the glass is still
no
there.
Eyes. Of course, the glass is still there.
It's finished.
So I went a whole week.
Is there a new life form? Is that where you're coming?
Kind of. I went a whole week.
Without
cleaning it up. And I still haven't.
Okay.
So I'm like, and honest to goodness, and this is horrible, and I know we're not a religious show or anything like that, but, you know, I was going to church, and I'm always late. Obviously, I was late for the show tonight.
Well, you know, you have to jump over all the stuff.
And I'm like, well, I can't be late. I have to shower. I have to get ready. I got to get ready, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, now... My mind is like, you know, getting to, this is when you lose your humility. And when you lose your humility, that's...
When you lose your humility, I have to let that linger for a second, because is this something that happened tonight? Or just
no,
recent?
A few days ago.
Okay.
And so I lost my
humility.
And because I was like, Byron, you know what? And Byron will understand this.
You're Byron. Oh, of course he will.
Been there.
You've lost your humility in the past, man.
Oh, yes. I mean, we're stumbling on the road to spiritual journey. You're going to have some.
You're going to have to lose some humility. All right, I'm with you, Byron. I mean,
it's a lesson life.
See?
Learn.
Okay. I understand.
Okay. You lost your humility.
All right.
I'm with you.
So I'm going to, and I had already, you know, taken my shower. Actually, I take my bath. It's another story, but whatever. So I was already, you know, cleaning and going to brush my teeth. And I'm like, you know, I swear to goodness, this is like only an hour away from going to church, and I'm like, I'm gonna be on time. I'm gonna be on time because they get mad at me when I'm on time.
They get mad at you when you're on time.
Not on time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they don't want me there.
It's kind of
I'm like, why are you here?
The church of perpetual lateness.
Why are you on time? Back?
Why are you on time? Heathen.
I hate you. Why are you here?
The church of perpetual lateness. All the clocks are behind.
I know.
The service always starts late.
I know. You bring us bad luck. Please don't come back again.
Good.
Anyway, so I'm like, well.
Your life lesson.
And Byron understand.
Of course
you
will.
You too will.
No, I don't understand anything.
Well, Christ, I literally and I'm going to say this very, very quickly, but I said it in my mind. I said, well, if Christ can walk in water, and believe me, I'm not this kind of person, but I'm like, well, he can walk on, you know, then I can walk on the glass. And I had already been doing it for a week. And I'm like, you know, but I'm not going to be late. I'm not going to be late for
service. So it was like a Tony Robbins walk on hot coals kind of thing.
And I'm like, oh, I can do it. But okay, see, so as soon as I had that thought, that very thought, then guess what?
The hubris held you down and cut your feet.
Yes.
I understand.
So I looked down and there was blood everywhere.
Of course.
And I'm like,
Elena,
I'm like,
you understand, of course.
Et le bruit de minuit était une pomme.
Yes, Byron understands. Yeah, Elena, so you cut your feet on the glass that you never cleaned up. I'm listening.
Ma chambre et la forêt.
Yes, John is like, you know, how did I get part of this? How was I part of this outpatient?
He wanted to help me, but I was like,
see, Night Shift is known for group therapy.
Yeah, listen.
We've been doing this for 27 years.
And Elena is still the same.
It really works.
So obviously,
John,
we're not doing
it really works.
All right, Elena, so finish. So you walked on the glass.
I walked on the glass, and I'm like,
and
I'm still have to brush my hair, and I still have to blow dry my hair.
Right, and so you could show up with bloody feet like Jesus.
No, I didn't even care about that.
Okay.
Wait a minute, hold on. Did you cut your toenail by mistake?
No, she walked on glass, Brian. You missed that part.
Oh,
she fell because Jesus can walk on water, she can walk on glass.
Oh, okay.
We're going to church every Sunday. Right. It's beginning to
so as long as I'm on time, then it doesn't matter.
She lost her humility.
You're using it as a metaphor.
Yes. Keep up with it.
I'm sorry. Go right ahead.
So go ahead, Elena. So you walked on the glass, your feet are bloody, and you're late. You're going to be late for church.
And so I didn't clean it up.
Okay, and now there's bloody glass on the floor. Is this
an anecdote? It's kind of cool, actually.
Elena, is this an anecdote or a cry for help, Elena?
It's not a cry for help.
This is a cry for help, clearly. Okay, Elena, we'll reconvene.
Actually, you should see it. I should take pictures because it really is kind of like art in itself.
I think you took pictures and put it on social media. You could call it art, but I think the title of the art would be
Cry for Help. So, Elena... So you actually, you've got so much stuff in your house now, you can't really walk.
She can't navigate too much.
No,
and Elena,
I can't.
Let me ask you a question. So, did you pick the glass out of your feet?
Some of it.
Okay, are you in pain tonight?
It's a little numb, but that's all right. I mean, there's worse things that can be numb.
Well, Elena, I like your optimism. Pardon?
Elena,
it sounds like you're going a little crazy.
Just a little bit. She needs some DGM.
To look at this. So yes, DGM.
I think DGM would really help.
DGM, okay.
Healing music, healing power of music would be able to identify.
And I'll pull the glass out of my foot.
Well, can we get together and help you pull that out? Some help.
I think that we can use that as a metaphor.
Absolutely.
And you can call 516-620-3602.
Help
WBAI.
You can't call.
We'll help Elena. Yes. But you can help WBAI. And by calling and making a pledge, and you can help the show, because if you've been enjoying the music that you've been listening to, it's what we call DGM.
Yes.
And it's a compilation of music that, like I said, just takes you somewhere. Just like Elena's story took you somewhere. It took me somewhere. It took you inside the head of, you know, Byron has alternative theories. Elena has alternative sanity. It's alternative.
It's called the sanity.
Subway.
It's alternative. Exactly. And $35 pledge. It's called DGM.
Please pledge. I mean, this music
2017
really rocks your world. It's
winter.
No matter where you have hair, it stands up when you listen to
this
music.
Go to the Facebook page. N-I-T-E S-H-I-F-T. And right there, there's a link. You can click. It says DGM Winter 2017. You can click. You can see the before artwork and everything. And then you can pledge. It takes you right to the site. $35 pledge. We send you over 50 songs, 58 tracks, over 5 hours of music. I'm just going to, since we're compressing time, I'm just going to go to a few tracks just to play you. How about this one, Byron?
I I'm loving the DGM. I'm loving the DGM.
Story, but I'm gonna just go through a little of this music. Christy, what do you think of this track? Are you with this?
Yeah, I said everything you played tonight has just been outstanding. Mm. Every cut on the DGM, I could listen to this for hours and be inspired.
Well, that's the thing, this is over 5 hours of music. Over 5 hours of music, think about that. Free for $35. All kinds of moods. You know, this is stuff that you're like, you're sitting around, you know, it takes you somewhere. Why don't you read that headline to us, Elena?
Wearable biosensors can flag illness, Lyme disease, risk of diabetes, low airplane oxygen.
Wait, what's the first word?
Wearable.
Wearable, okay. Read that one more time.
Actually,
now.
That's kind of cool. Wearable.
Yeah. Wearable, yes.
Wearable. I'm wearable.
Well, yes. All right, read that
I'll
line
be wearable
one more time.
For any dinner or small drink. Basically, I know I'm short on time, but can your smartwatch detect when you're becoming sick? A new study indicates that it is possible. By following 60 people through their everyday lives, researchers found that smartwatches and other personal biosensor devices can help flag when you have colds and even signal the onset of complex conditions like Lyme disease and diabetes.
That's mind-blowing. That's it.
You know, I think I can pretty much tell when I'm sick. What about you guys?
I need a smartwatch.
Okay.
I need a smartwatch to tell me I'm getting sick. And does it tell you what you can do? That's what I want to know. Like, can it diagnose and tell you, like, no more need for doctors. Just use your smartwatch.
Yeah.
And it can send out a sound pulse.
that could measure your trace proteins without disrupting their structure.
Oh, that sounds exciting.
I think my one last comment before we go, but you know, if it could detect, you know, and we're asking for like a miracle right now, but if it could detect when you have tumors, then because how many times do people go undetected for that? That would be the
That'd be huge.
Right. Like, I don't need to know I'm going to have
the tumor watch. The tumor watch. It's like you can. Everybody's watching out for tumors.
And I'm not even making.
Neither am I. Because listen, here's the deal. Here's the deal. 4 years ago, Canada stopped buying all seafood from Japan in that area of the ocean because of the content. America did not. So over the last 4 years, as a nation, we've been consuming fish that is already has radiation in it. That's a fact. So whatever that's going to affect, that's going to have on the population, on the birth of children, this generation that's coming up during the nuclear fish, we'll call them the nuclear fish generation, it could be a whole number of things. So I think what you're saying, the tumor watch, will be a major thing. That's just my opinion.
And to reiterate, again, I know we're short on time, but like, you know, there's so many women and so many men that don't go and get tested for their breast or for their, you know, anything. And they don't even know, you know, everybody's like, well, didn't you feel ill? Didn't you feel what was going on?
And it's always like, well, I felt a little tired.
Right. And then it's like, sometimes, unfortunately, God forbid, it's too late. And, you know, you have to, like, that's what a watch should do.
I concur. Byron, do you concur?
You have a point. It's,
absolutely.
It's really hard. Sometimes, you know, it's hard to pick up the glass.
Well, my point is that at least I can see the glass. I can see it there. I know I'm walking on it. But when you have a tumor, like Chris, if you had a tumor and you didn't feel it, you missed out on a.
You want a tumor or glass cuts, Chris?
Right.
Right. I'm with you. You know, I'm holding hands with you now.
Is there any glass in your hand?
I won't feel it. Because it doesn't hurt me. But
you know, when you get a chance, just take out some of those boxes of recyclables. Just start throwing the stuff away. Don't worry about recycling.
No, I need all those boxes. That wasn't even the point of the story. The point of it is
don't let it obstruct your life, style.
No, it doesn't.
What recycling obstruct?
I'm like Tigger. I can like just bounce around.
Uh huh.
And nobody knows.
And land on the glass.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm okay with that. But anyway, so it's fine. But I appreciate your consideration. Concern.
Well, you know, I'm just looking out for you. I mean, Byron will concur with me, you know, that, you know, you need to take the recyclables out.
That's a very good point.
Don't let things become encumbersome in your life.
Exactly. And I am concurred. Absolutely.
Yeah.
No, that's true. I agree with both of you guys. But anyway.
Well, the phone number to make a pledge is 516-620-3602. Where else are you going to hear a show like this? Where else are you going to hear this music? And if you want to make a pledge, if you want to hear more of this music, if you want to have this music in your life, DGM, Winter 2017. DGM stands for Damn Good Music. We call it Damn Good Music. It's the music that we play here on Night Shift. We are offering it as a compilation free to you for a $35 pledge. If you call 516-620-3602, say, I want my DGM Winter 2017, or go to our Facebook page, NITESHIFT, Night Shift, on Facebook. That's NITE
And right there on our Facebook page, you can click on a link that'll take you right to the site where you can get this, you can get the CD, or if you do it and then get a receipt and you want it quicker, email me at lifeislikesciencefiction@gmail.com. That's lifeislikesciencefiction, all one word, @gmail.com. Just send me the receipt number and I will email you a downloadable file. And there you got it. And then you can go out and support all these artists and discover who they are.
Exactly.
What's the phone number, Elena?
It's 516-620-3602.
3602. You can call in. Please pledge, because this radio station is so amazing.
Alright, this is the last few minutes. This is the last pieces of music we've played here. It's an amazing track. This is for Byron.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Nice cut.
Byron's about to conquer the world.
That's right. Move out the way.
Good morning. I'm Byron Saunders. Aren't you glad you met me?
Go down, Byron. You can do it. Do the jello.
Byron hits the strip.
Do the jello.
I'm jiggling, baby. I like my jiggling now.
That's right.
I love the jello on Byron.
How you like me now?
Don't get me started.
I wish my friends jello like yours.
Don't get me started. Oh, no. Come on, get me started. Get me started.
Got a large collection of...
All right, so in the last seconds here of the show...
I got a large collection of Jell-O.
Call 516-620-3602 for $35. Make a pledge, and you can get this compilation, all the music you're hearing. This Byron theme is on there. Tell me this is not a great track.
That's the best one you've done all evening.
This should be our theme.
516-620-3602.
Yeah. Good night, sir. I see you down there at the park.
At the park. If you see a man lurking at the park, that's Chris.
Night, sir.
Yeah.
Until next week.
For professional news.
Until next week.
Ziggy.
Until next time.
Do a Ziggy with the jello.
Night shift.
You got a little bit of change. Throw it down. Yeah, I need your help. Call us up. 516-620-3602.
Yeah,
$5, $10, anything you want. Show your support.
Anything.
Damn. Get up and free
we
speech.
We can do it.
You know
you can
saying?
Do it. Nice. Keep it going.
Speak up.
And I'll stop using this accent. Yes. Go girl. Go boy. Yeah.
My conscience is down.
Nice. For professional use only.